You're listening to Band Geek with Richie Castellano on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
Happy holidays, Band Geeks. This is episode 29, our holiday special. And we tried something a little different for this one. Instead of being a normal podcast, this is like a behind the scenes in the studio. And we did a very tricky Christmas song. But before we get into it, I just want to take care of some business. Please continue to go to our Amazon link. That is extremely helpful. That's www.riotcast.com/bandgeek, and at the top of the page you'll see the Amazon link, and if you hit it before you do your shopping, a small percentage of your purchases goes to supporting the show, and it doesn't cost you anything and it helps us keep going. So we really appreciate you doing that, so please continue to do so. And that's really it, so let's get started with the show. Okay, Muff had this really cool idea to do the Chipmunks Christmas song, Christmas Don't Be Late. That sounds like a relatively simple idea, and I said, okay, great, we'll just do it, we'll sing it, and then we'll speed the thing up. But it's actually a lot more involved than that. This is a song that was recorded in 1958. Now, this predates a lot of the multi-track technology that's popular now. It, you know, absolutely predates digital technology. But one thing that was very commonly used as an effect is playing with the tape speed. And anyone who's had a tape recorder with variable speed knows, okay, if I slow the tape machine down, record myself, then play it back at regular speed, you get the chipmunking effect. And it's pretty straightforward. But with Pro Tools and digital, it's not as straightforward, and a lot of people don't think like that anymore. So that's why I thought it was a fun project to do so. The first step was Anne-Marie figuring out the vocal arrangement, which is very difficult because when things are sped up and chipmunked, it's funny, that's become the term for a variable speed, you know, drastic pitch shift, because you sound like a chipmunk. But when Anne-Marie figured it out, it was very difficult to figure out the harmonies because of how high everything was, but she figured it out and she transcribed it for us so we had something to sing. With digital technology, great care has been taken over the years, particularly the last 20 years, to eliminate chipmunking. And I remember being at the NAMM show when, I think it was Digital Performer, was calling their pitch shifter the gender bender. And the big catchphrase or tagline they were using was, you know, you won't get chipmunked vocals. Because using digital technology, you know, what they would do is they would pitch shift something, but they try to keep the tempo the same. Because normally, back in the tape days, when you pitch shift something, the tempo changes too. So all this digital pitch shifting, the point is you can make something higher or lower, but the length of the actual clip will remain the same. But as a side effect of that, you'd get that weird chipmunky sound. So over the last, you know, 10, 20 years, they've used some really cool technological advances to eliminate that for the most part. So when you can pitch shift stuff like, you know, up a fifth, which is seven semitones on a piano, seven keys on a piano, and it'll still sound sort of natural. And, you know, the better pitch shifters you have, the better it is. I have a pitch shifter that I use called Waves Sound Shifter that I really like, and that I can go pretty far before the thing starts sounding like total crap. And, you know, when you're a modern digital engineer, you take great pains to make things sound natural. But for this, we went the total opposite. So we had to find plugins that had variable speed. But the first step before we can even get into that is we had to record the backing track. So this is Muff doing a vocal placeholder so we know who we are. Anne-Marie's playing bass. I'm playing my Variax with an acoustic guitar sound. Andy's playing drums. And Brandy's in the background laughing at all of us as we flail. So let's hear what that sounds like.
All right. I like this song.
Well, we could keep vamping it if we need longer, right? For the
let's mark time now.
Okay.
All right, so we're rolling. And we're rolling here. All right, give us a count off, Andy.
Are you rolling on this thing?
No, it's all right.
Oh, this is... I got you. This is for...
Two.
Yeah.
I got you.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Want me to do it?
What?
All right, chipmunks. Ready to sing your song? I say we are, yeah. Let's sing it now.
Hold on.
Okay.
You have to do it.
Yeah. Wait, I have to do what?
Because she's slowing down as soon as she starts talking.
Because I can't see.
Oh, the...
Do the spiel for now, just to mark time. All right.
One, you want me to do the chipmunks?
Two, okay. Everything.
Everything. Okay.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
All right, chipmunks, are you ready to sing your song?
Oh, is that how long it takes to come in?
No.
Yes, it is.
No, Jarrett.
How many measures?
Just come in.
Okay, fine.
No more than two.
All right. Here you go.
One, two, one, two, three, four, five, six.
All right, you chipmunks.
All right, you chipmunks.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Ready to... Wait, stop.
Just say it. If I say it, then
you took too long. Why is this a fucking problem for you?
I don't know how to talk.
All right, you chipmunks. Are you ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Let it sing now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!
Okay!
Stop paying attention to him, because every time you listen to what he's doing, you stop playing bass.
It goes slower than that.
What, I mean, your part, so we stay at one tempo and you're playing a slower tempo?
No, I'm saying the words.
Oh, yeah. Slow down a little bit. Stretch it out.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin.
What the fuck? Hey, Muff, you play bass.
I
forgot how the instrument works.
It's just the top two strings, right?
I've spent all my musical knowledge this weekend. I don't know how to hold an instrument. I didn't know where an F was. Do you understand that? I had a rough weekend.
I asked you to play F, and you went,
no.
No. You looked at me. You looked at me like I was an asshole for asking you to play the 5 chord.
And Andy was just playing.
You're
the
like, why can't I just play another note? That's not the right note in the chord.
I played a leading tone.
All right, let's go.
Hey, you know how expensive this would have been if we were recording on tape and slowing
they
it down.
They had to switch reels already.
Hey, do you guys remember when we did joining a fan club and wasn't that
it took
much
less
easier
time
than
you
this?
12 takes on that one. 11 takes on this one. 10 takes on this one. 9 takes on that one.
All right, let's go. We'll burn a tape here.
7 Richie's sweating.
7 Richie's sweating.
Yes.
6 and Reese cursing.
I'm at 6 and Richie's crying.
Oh, 6 Richie's crying. Sorry.
Oh, yelling. You're
yelling, right. Yelling. All right, let's go.
All right, you chipmunks, are you ready to sing your song? I'd say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now. Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!
Okay!
Christmas time is near. Time for toys and time for cheer. We've been good, but we can't last. Hurry, Christmas, hurry.
All right, I'm going to fade it out right here because we're going to hear this song about 10 more times over the course of this episode. So you don't need to hear the whole thing right now. Okay, so with the backing track in place, the next step was to slow it down to half speed. And this is what that sounds like.
All right, so here's the track.
So Andy does a little count in. Now, in the new version, it's going to sound like this.
And that's how you're going to sing it?
Wow. Let's see if this actually works.
Did you know? Also, fun fact: the Chipmunks were actually Barry White,
Isaac Hayes,
and John Castellano.
All right, so
I'm trying to think of the people with the lowest voices I know.
So I'm gonna test this. Christmas time is near, like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna hit Shift Control Space.
Oh, Chipmunks had a lot more patience.
Yeah, wait, I'm gonna do it. One. Christmas time is here. Time for toys and time for cheer. Okay.
Take it easy on those E's, buddy.
Alright, so we got this. So it works. Okay. All right, Muff, you ready to do a take of this?
Yeah, wait. I'm going
to
stand.
No, you have to go this mic. This is the recording we have mic to, today.
Do you know what we should
I'm
do?
Gonna, I'm going to be a take.
And do a split screen of everybody doing it at the end? Yeah.
Except it's gonna the video is going to have to be sped up.
It is. Very good.
Aha!
I'm glad I suggested this.
Aha! I'm glad I made sure he didn't kill it where it stood yesterday.
All right, so I got Muffet as yarmulke.
You should make There's it tall, light. Tall ones so you can profile them right next to each other in the YouTube video.
This is going to be interesting. Okay.
When you speed them up, you should shrink them down to chipmunk size.
Oh my god! We should go to...
We
should go to Phoenix and go in front of the green screen and then we could all be sitting on the keyboard.
Aww.
That would be adorable. But we don't have time or patience.
You should shrink down his body and have his head on a tiny body.
Okay, alright, so here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna turn the speakers off now because we can't have any bleed for this. So only you're gonna hear what's going on.
I have a question.
Yes, here.
I have a vibrato question.
Okay.
Because when you sing in the vibrato, when you slow it down, it has that very, very fast vibrato, which is kind of chipmunky, but you gotta be careful not to be too much chipmunky.
Yeah, and Richie was on to something with the time. So definitely stylized. For sure.
So basically all that like stuff that that you're hearing, you gotta do it just
Christmas,
slower.
Christmas time is here. Near.
See how I'm like, or near, sorry. See how I'm doing it?
Time for toys and time for tears.
Check. Hey.
Christmas time is here. Now that the backing track is in place and we have it slowed down to half speed, we can start singing over it. When you slow something down to half speed, it stays in the same key, just a lower octave. So we're going to be singing in our normal vocal registers over this, you know, super slowed down version. So here's Muff's lead vocal. A plane that loops the loop. Me, I want a hula hoop. We can hardly stand the weight. Please, Christmas, don't be late.
Next, we added my vocal harmony, which is the lower harmony, underneath Muff's lead vocal.
We can hardly stand the weight. Please, Christmas, don't be late.
I don't know about the other guys, but I found it really challenging to sing this slow and low. I mean, this is pretty low. I mean, I'm used to singing sort of at the top of what I'm supposed to be singing, which I guess is not good, but just having to sustain these low notes is really challenging, and I thought this was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be, but it was still fun. So let's hear Andy adding the top note to the harmony for three parts.
Christmas time is near. Time for toys and time for cheer.
Now with all three vocals recorded, we went back to make sure everything gelled and all the harmonies were okay. And after we went over all that, we sped everything up double speed. And this is what the three of us sounded like at twice the speed.
It's Richie.
Me, I want a
moth.
That sounds good.
Want a plane that loops the loop. I still want a hula hoop. We can hardly stand the rain. Please, Christmas, don't be late. We can hardly stand the rain.
We drag it to the track so you can hear it with the thing. The thing, you know?
The thing
at the friggin' chipmunk soul.
The fucking thing, you know? What's the kind of laugh is that?
Like...
It's a creep.
Muff is sitting there in the corner of the room, stroking his arms.
He's so happy right now. I think.
Under that.
What the fuck sound is that?
He's having a stroke.
No, I can't have aspirin.
He's clutching his
arm. Are you dying? Are you dead?
It's fine.
Oh. Head to all.
He's holding his arm. I can't breathe.
Hold on. It's not that fucking funny. Oh, I get it.
Christmas tree.
Almost there.
Stay
on target.
Christmas tree.
Almost there.
Stay on target.
Christmas, Christmas time is near. Time for toys and time for cheer. We've been good, but we can't last.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
All right. Nudging it back.
Christmas, Christmas time is near. Time for toys and time for cheer.
I'll do the guitar part later. Oh, we gotta do that!
At this point, we just realized that we had to do all of the Dave voiceovers. If you're not familiar with the original Chipmunks television show, Dave was their parental guardian, I think. I could be wrong. So Dave kind of scolds Alvin during the song. If you go listen to the original one, you know what I'm talking about. But we wanted Anne-Marie to be our Dave. So here's us experimenting with that.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
Yeah, I'd say we are. Let's sing it now.
Okay, Andy?
Okay.
Okay, Richie?
Okay.
Okay, Jarrett? Jarrett? Jarrett!
Okay!
Christmas, Christmas time is near.
I like it with the names better. What's your name?
Well, it's the middle section. Let's get the middle section done.
Yeah, too. It's like, oh, that was very good, you guys.
But Alvin, you were a little flat.
Jared, you were a little flat.
And it's like so embedded in your brain and something else.
What's the timing there?
It comes in, it's like...
Okay, fellas, get ready. That was very good, Simon. So Simon is Annie.
Naturally.
Naturally. Very good, Richie.
Yeah. What was it?
Jarrett, you were a little flat. Watch it, Jarrett. Jarrett! Okay! Okay. So. I'm going to play it from the beginning of this section, okay? So I know...
It's going to be adorable.
Adorable. Okay.
Right, it's recording?
My nose.
Yeah.
Okay, fellas, get ready. That was very good, Andy.
Naturally.
Very good, Richie. Jarrett, you were a little flat. Watch it, Jarrett. Jarrett!
Okay!
B-roll. Fake playing piano.
Now let's see what I can do with this.
There's no piano in the song.
Stop the GoPro.
All right, you chipmunks. You ready to sing your song?
It's like a battle droid.
You ready to sing your song?
Battle droid Christmas.
Roger,
okay,
Roger.
Okay, Andy.
Roger.
Well, now we know how to do
it. All right, you chipmunks. You ready to sing your song?
That sounds like a man.
We should keep your regular voice.
Okay, Andy?
I feel
okay,
like
Richie?
Voice too.
Are you teaching Jim?
All right, guys. Right,
Jarrett!
All right,
down.
No, that works.
You need to use
make it a little lower.
Hold on. Let's try. Please.
All right, you chipmunks. Pitch ready to sing
your
song?
Yeah, pitch it.
The hell? I want to get pitched. All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
They wanted to play some softball.
All right, you chipmunks.
She sounds like Amy Farrah Fowler.
All right, you chipmunks. You ready to sing your song?
Now she sounds like a robot.
That's good.
Really?
Just sounds like I have a plate reverb on.
All right, you chipmunks. You ready to sing your song?
She sounds like somebody.
No, we shouldn't pitch you.
I don't think we should pitch you. But everything else is pitched.
Yeah, okay,
pitch
Andy? Chipmunks.
Yeah, but she's the
okay,
normal.
Richie?
Put it back.
Okay, Jerry?
It less.
Jarrett?
Wait, she sounds like that
one. Alright, you chipmunks. You ready to sing your song?
She sounds like
Am
Saw.
Am I Arrow?
Hey, yeah, Arrow.
Oh, that's what she sounds like.
Okay, Andy?
You had Phil Jackson away from this.
Okay,
Andy,
Richie?
You failed this city.
Okay, Jarrett? Alright, you chipmunks.
Alright, you chipmunks.
That's good.
Like ready to sing your song?
Yeah, I'd say we are.
Okay, Andy?
Okay!
Okay, Richie?
Okay!
Okay, Jarrett?
You're so cute!
Jarrett!
I'm sorry.
Aww.
Jarrett!
Okay! Christmas tree!
With the vocals completely done, it was time to add all the extra instruments that we didn't do yet. So, I just got this really cool rig from Line 6. Yes, this sounds like a plug. It's half a plug. There's this thing called the Dream Rig, and it's three pieces. It's a guitar, a pedal, and a speaker. The guitar is this thing called the Variax, and I've used it before on the podcast when we did Closer to the Heart, and I went from like acoustic 12-string to harmonized guitar to an electric 12-string. That's the Variax. It's like a digital... Now, it's not like it is. It's a digital modeling guitar that has like a dozen different types of guitars in one guitar, and it does it using digital technology. So I used that for this, and I plugged it into the pod, and the pod has like a bunch of virtual amps. So between the two, you can get really, really creative and get some cool combinations. So to get the main tone, I used the Telecaster model on the Variax, and I put it through, what did I use here?
I use the Fender Vibralux model with some vibrato. I put a little tremolo on it. And some reverb and compression. I kind of like this. So for the beginning of the song, I'm on the neck pickup of the telly. I did those little, you know, all those little sort of 50s guitar stabs. And then for the solo, I went to the bridge position. And really playing by the bridge. And you get that sound. It's sort of that James Bond sound. So that was what I did with that. And then there was another sound, which we all thought was a mandolin, but then on closer look, it was a, well, closer listen, it turned out to be a piano sped up. But I wasn't going to play that, so I just played the mandolin. Because it was a really fast piano part, even slowed down. It slowed down so fast that it sounded like a, you know, really rapidly picked mandolin. And they call that tremolo picking. But I don't have a mandolin, but I used a thin pick, and I used a Variax again, and I went to an acoustic 12-string. Let's listen to that. Hold on a second. But I wanted to get a mandolin thing going on. So mandolins, if I'm not mistaken, have rounds, which are two strings of the same pitch. Sometimes they're in octaves. I know on the 12-string, the first two strings are the same exact string. So you get this sort of chorusy sort of sound. But then when you go to the third string, you have octaves, you know, and fourth string, fifth string, sixth string. Those are all octaves. So what I did is I played most of this on the first two strings, and I tried to pick really fast. And then I even played that melody on the first two strings. So that's that. The only other thing I added was the saxophone part on the keyboard, which was but that's not going to be on the video or anything because it was so short and I was too lazy to set up the camera. So after that, I mixed, and just like any other song, except the vocals were way higher. And that's how we did it. So I'm going to play the song now in its entirety, and I hope you liked this behind-the-scenes recording episode, and let me know what you thought about it. If you thought it was cool and you'd like to hear more of this, please tell me on Twitter @Rich_Castellano, or you can find me on Facebook. We did a really funny video for this song that's going to be posted on our YouTube channel. That's Band Geek Podcast at YouTube. And you can't tell from listening, but we were dancing around and goofing off while we were recording this. So I think that's going to come out really good. And we'll be posting that a day or two after this episode is posted. So thank you for listening to the Band Geek Holiday Edition. I hope you like the song. Happy holidays, everyone.
All right, you chipmunks. You ready to sing your song?
Yeah, I'd say we are. Let's sing it now.
Okay, Andy?
Okay.
Okay, Richie?
Okay.
Okay, Jarrett?
Toys and time for cheer. We've been
fellas, get ready. That was very good, Andy.
Naturally.
Very good, Richie. Jarrett, you were a little flat. Watch it, Jarrett.